Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Okay, what are we drinking?
are y'all ready for this?
Well, yeah. Do we want to save the spritzer for when we do your Malort tour?
I guess we've already given that away.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess we're going there.
This is a sipping drink, so uh-huh. I think we could open it now, and they could talk about it. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Yeah. Let's talk Malort.
Yeah, let's talk Malort.
Let's it's talk happening. Malort.
Yeah.
Kay. Again.
Kay. All right.
Poppy, what are we drinking?
Okay. Let's get a cleaner break on that.
Yeah. Keep going.
Do you want to say it again?
Hey. Poppy?
Yes.
What abomination did you just put into my hand?
Y'all act like I'm going to cut any of that.
Got it.
I have brought for you, hand-carried from Chicago, Illinois, the Jepson's Ooh. I Just Spilled Motherfucker.
Okay, I want that on a t-shirt.
Yes.
See?
I know. Here. Give me something to fucking wipe my shit up.
That's what the coasters are, Ooh, the pink. Cup holders are for.
Well, I know. I just tried to. Okay. So I have brought for you Giuseppe's Malort Spritz.
Is it Giuseppe's or Jepson's?
Jepson's?
Jepson's.
Jepson's Malort Spritz.
Giuseppe's?
Giuseppe's?
I am just going to go and read the ingredients for you all right now. Yeah. We have filtered water, Jepson's Malort liqueur, lime juice, natural grapefruit flavor, hibiscus flower, sea salt, citric acid, sugar, and then some potassium sorbate, blah, 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 blah.
Speaking of potassium sorbate, you're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars, Portland, Oregon. I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais.
You mean potassium?
Potassium sorbate. Yeah.
Potassium Beaujolais.
Potassium Beaujolais.
More like potassium Beaujolais.
Potassium
Beaujolais.
Bozeman, Montana. I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna try this.
Do it.
I like this.
So it's a 12-ounce can. It pops in at a whopping 4.75% alcohol.
Doesn't smell bad.
It's a light experience.
Okay,
let's see.
I like it.
Oh my God, this is actually not bad. It still has that bottom of the tongue aftertaste, but it's nowhere near as bad.
I get more grapefruit than anything else out of this, which I don't hate. NPC is correct. There's still that kind of, you know, gnawing at the tongue and I won't let you go Malortness.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Malortness.
But it is probably the best thing I've ever had that includes Malort in my life. So would I recommend this? Probably not. There's better things on the market. But as far as things that involve Malort, I don't hate it.
So the...
I'll let you know more when I have a few more sips.
Malort malaise. The waitress at the CH Distillery, which I'll talk more about here in a moment, recommended this to us as a, hey, you should try this if you've never tried it, and basically brought us a free can of it to try. It was really fantastic. And she described, I wish I could remember her name because she was amazing, but she described it as a Stiegl Radler with some Malort in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. No, that's...
That hits it.
Yep.
Perfect description.
Yep. And they're not terrible. I mean, I would drink this, honestly.
I have a desire to be... tubing down the Willamette with a sixer of this.
Yeah.
I could see a blind, taste test with this next to Stiegl Radler and people not being able to easily tell which was which.
Yeah. It's pretty tasty. It does have that little bit of that vomit flavor of Malort, that goes down your throat.
I still don't think Malort is as bad as the internet likes to blow it up into being. Like,
yeah,
we had Brandon. We were just speaking about him off the mics a minute ago. Brandon was over a couple days ago for, you know, the day of turkey and binge eating.
Yes.
And he was with us. And I think we had both Brandon and our buddy Ross had tried Malort that night for the first time. And the reactions were a little tame.
It was really funny. They was, both were just like,
eh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Uneventful.
I mean, in all honesty, there are a lot of aperitifs and liqueurs that I hate far more than this.
Yeah.
Not for me.
This is pretty disastrous. Yeah, Malort is pretty disastrous. But I think it's one of those things where everybody's taste buds are different. I think it falls into that same place as like cilantro.
For some people, thinking that, yeah.
Yeah, for some people it tastes really good, and for some people it tastes like soap. Drink.
You remembered.
I did remember. I didn't even take my Adderall today, and my brain reminded me to remember that. What happened? What? Brain? I just had a stroke.
Well, Poppy,
yes.
Aside from your stroke having, which I hope you get over in a moment, I understand that there's a story behind this Malort, or maybe you should just tell us, why the hell is there so much Malort-related paraphernalia in our house?
Why did I spend $120 on Malort-related paraphernalia?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, within eyeshot, there's multiple cans of Malort Spritz. There's a small airline bottle of
Malort.
Hold on,
Jacob. A half-consumed airline bottle of Malort.
That was leftover from Thanksgiving.
And then there are two 750 milliliter bottles of Malort on this table as well.
Yes.
And an empty one back there.
And an empty one behind me.
So why so and much buttons. Fucking Malort?
Why do you have so much fucking Malort?
And I got a t-shirt.
I got a t-shirt. So remember back when we had our good buddy Jeremy on to talk about hashing?
Mm-hmm.
And that was our
fucking
first,
monster.
Our first Malort experience. So ever since then, the Malort has had sort of this kind of, I don't know what, cult following-esque kind of mystique in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become one of my favorite questions to ask people is, have you ever tried Malort? Because it's almost a ritual or a hazing or a indoctrination.
It's a hazing. It's fine. You can say that. Use your words.
It's like you're part of an exclusive club if you can say like, yeah, I've tried Malort before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you that it carries some weight of like badassery in my mind, you know?
Yep.
So it's just kind of become this thing. And also I call it bad decision juice.
Yep.
Because my first experience was with Malort was one shot. That's terrible. Then for some reason, I decided I needed another one. It was still terrible. And then by the third shot, I was like, let's go get tattoos. Like, it does something to your brain. Like, the wormwood gets in there and just fucks with you.
Yeah. It's not great.
So long story short, too late. I've got a couple of good friends who live in Chicago, yep. who I hadn't seen in a really fucking long time. And I decided it was, I had cashed in airline miles from a trip we had to cancel back in 2020. And I decided it was time to go to the Midwest and see my friends and then fly down to St. Louis and see my parents. And it just so happens that Malort, as we know, has deep, deep, deep Chicago roots.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Florida for a very, very long time, 40, 50 years.
Something like that. Since the 70s.
Since the 70s, yeah. Oh, God. 1970 was 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, balls. Okay. Anyway, I wasn't alive then. Anyway. And a Chicago-based company called CH Distillery acquired Malort in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So now the CH Distillery in Chicago, over on the West Loop Gate.
Oh.
Yeah. They have a tasting room / bar where they do a tastings of all of their organic vodkas and all the stuff that they make, and also torture people with Malort.
Mm. So this distillery actually does go and make some decent products, and they just also happen to acquire Malort. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yes, yes. I did not try any of their local stuff because I was specifically there to torture my buddy Dave with Malort because they had never had Malort before. So there was much Malort that was had. And we did the Chicago handshake, which was a shot of Malort and a can of Haymaker beer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they had good products and you chose not to have them.
Correct. Well, not entirely, because the CH Distillery bar tasting room also has a food menu. And you look at their food menu and you're like, oh, it's going to be, holy shit, it's sushi. They have.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, they have this amazing sushi chef on staff that does their food. So we had fucking incredible sushi and Malort and beer, and it was great.
Are you okay?
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, if anyone is in Chicago, highly, highly recommend go to the CH Distillery over in West Loopgate area. I wish I could remember the name of our amazing waitress. She hooked us up. And she was so friendly and helpful, and just, we had a great time. It was fantastic.
So I believe over a message thread that we had, you had mentioned that there is a bourbon barrel aged Malort or something like that, or some kind of barrel aged Malort.
Yeah, I was drunkenly texting you guys trying to figure out what, because I was tasked with bringing home like 3 bottles of Malort.
Thank you, by the way.
You're very welcome. It was 60, how many pounds were my suitcases combined? Like 75 pounds. I actually had to get another suitcase to bring stuff home with. It was great. Okay, hold on. Pause.
Kitty paws.
It's BAM.
BAM. Yes.
Barrel aged Malort.
Did you try that?
I didn't ask.
Oh my god!
But they had.
That would have been my first question.
But it was a great experience, and I get to continually torture people with Malort.
Yeah.
Well, I get to now as well. So I thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
And what sushi did you have? What sushi pairs well with Malort?
Oh my gosh.
Is really my question.
It's hard to remember.
Well, you know, I think a better question is, what tattoo did you get afterward?
No tattoos have been acquired yet, but I did go over to an amazing blues club afterwards.
Oh.
Was there till like midnight, only because I would have been there later, but I was so fucking tired and jet lagged. I went to the Kingston Mines.
Yeah, I've heard of the Kingston.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Incredible. Alex can talk about that more later when we talk about this post COVID restrictions world that we're in. Because I have some definite experiences now, having been on airplanes and in very crowded bars and things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Malort Spritz. What do we all think?
I find it very drinkable. It's, you know, the comparison of that and a Radler makes sense, although it's a little less orange soda poppy, which I think is a plus.
Yeah.
It hits a sweet spot for me where I like it. It's the way I describe it is, if you like fermented foods with a bit of sweetness to them, you're going to like this.
I will say that this is the best Malort related beverage that I have had so far. Yeah. I still will take Steeler Rattler over this any day.
Yeah,
I like that it is grapefruit forward. That is a lovely taste. But I still have that, you know, kind of back lingering taste of regret and bad decisions on the back of my tongue that comes from the fact that they added Malort to this otherwise tasty beverage. I feel like it's a little gimmicky. And that's fine, because I would torture the fuck out of people with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they would be mostly like, this is okay. I don't hate this. And then I would give them a shot of Malort and they would realize where that taste comes from. And then they would instantly hate me.
I think you, in order to taste the Malort undertones in this spritz, you have to have had Malort before, because it's definitely hanging on. It is definitely hanging on.
I think the comparison to a Steagle Radler is very spot on. I think that I would describe this as if you've ever had a Steagle Radler, just the standard Radler, imagine it to be a little bit less fruity and a little bit more floral.
And it's a little tinge of bitterness.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's got that same grapefruit bitterness. It's just without the sweetness of the grapefruit and a little bit more of you're eating grass.
Well, and it only clocks in at what, 4.7,
I think. Yeah.
4.75% ABV. So it's an easy drinking.
It's an all day drinker.
It's an all day drinking. It's a refreshing. This is a very, I think, refreshing summertime mm-hmm. kind of, you know, barbecue kind of Malort experience. This is.
It's a Chicago summer in a can.
There we go. Mm-hmm. There we go. Chicago's a hell of a town. That was my first trip there, and it was 2 days.
Chicago is a hell of a town.
It's a hell of a town to visit. I would not want to live there. It turns out I'm just not a big city girl at all.
I used to be a big city person. And then the older I've gotten, the more I've grown to detest city life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hell of a town to visit. Mm-hmm. Super, super mm-hmm. cool. A lot of history. And fucking CH Distillery, mm-hmm. Kingston Mines. I went to the Field Museum and got to see a bunch of fucking dinosaur bones.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Hell yeah. It was great shit. Yeah.
Yeah, last time I was in Chicago was summer of 2020, and I went for a Fraternal Order of Bartenders meetup, and it was a fantastic experience.
Nice.
Going through Wrigleyville was a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah, I really would love to go to a baseball game there sometime. I'm hoping to get back there because I've got at least two.
Can we go for a Cardinals game?
Oh, my God, that'd be fucking incredible. Yes, I'm in.
I've always wanted to go to a daytime Wrigley Field game.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Let's do it.
I will even wear some Cardinals shit for you.
Would you really?
So.
Because fuck the Cubs.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to go that far.
So NPC, if they do this, can we buy life insurance on both of them so we can make a mint?
I'm down.
Yeah, I really want to get out. I really want to get out there in the summertime and go see a game and then fly down to St. Louis and see another game mm-hmm. at Busch Stadium. So,
do you want to get out there in the summertime when the weather is high, when you can stretch right up and touch the sky?
Mm-hmm. And if your daddy's poor, take her out for a meal. What is it? I don't know.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol, get going. Drink up, drink up, drink up, then order again.
So, any closing thoughts on Malort and Chicago trips to experience Malort?
I am going to Chicago, I think, next year in April for Matt Spanish Day.
What is that?
Matt Spanish is the patron saint of the Fraternal Order of Bartenders.
Oh, okay.
Who was such a complete piece of shit when he posted, like, I can, you know, outserve all of you motherfuckers. Like, you guys are just like, I can sell this much and like, I don't need any help. And like, the moderators were like, release the hounds, let this post go. And within like 5 minutes, there were like 500 comments about how much.
Wow.
So he's basically like the Chuck Norris meme of the Fraternal Order of Bartenders.
Okay.
So it sounds like we're going to have a Chicago Matt Spanish Day trip next year. And I'm very excited.
So this just some internet rando?
He was part of the Fraternal Order of Bartenders and he just, you know, jerked himself off and wanted to make a post about how he was like the best bartender on earth. And everyone just fucking ripped him.
Okay.
So much so that he actually quit the site and like left.
Excellent.
But on the Fraternal Order of Bartenders calendar, there is an official Matt Spanish Day. I believe it's April 21st.
Amazing.
It's amazing. I'm so excited to go back to Chicago and specifically with that group of people and specifically for Matt Spanish Day.
Well, Matt Spanish, if you're listening and want to sponsor a podcast, get in touch with us.
Try, my lord.
I mean, obviously, you're rolling in the money since you're outselling so many other high-end bartenders.
Oh, yeah.
It would be an honor to be backed by such a prestigious god-tier bartender.
I think one of the memes was, Matt Spanish sold 5,500 during a hurricane. He was the only survivor.
Amazing.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and close this out. You've been listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars, recorded here in Portland, Oregon. Join us online. Find us on Discord, Facebook, Twitter. We even had a Patreon feed. And we have a little store on our site where we sell merch. We, you know, give us some support or just send us some kind words. We love to hear that you're listening.
We like to hear from you. We like talking to you. We like talking to you.
We do.
Join us on the Discord. We're active on there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm NPC.
I'm Just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
And I am Poppy Beaujolais.
And again?
Keep a shiny side up.
Always tip your bartender.
Always roll those crits.
And please, always drink responsibly.
Catch you next time.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. But Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
This is not the worst thing I've ever had.
No, right?
It is.
So
it's still on the back of my fucking tongue.
Yeah.
I can't get that malortness out of it, but it's way better tasting than I thought it was going to be.
I have never experienced this before, but I had heard of it. And the comment I heard about it is, if you like kombucha juice combos, you'll probably like this. And I was like, well, that's kind of a weird thing to say about it. Now that I've had it, I'm like, yeah, I can see it. I can see the kombucha juice crossover.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Okay. So what are we gaming next?
Yeah. What we've been playing. We're just going to keep with the same drink or we got something new.
I only had brought this, so.
Yep.
Oh, I brought some horrible things if you really want to go down a dark path.
Let's just make our way through this. I haven't even opened mine because I figured there's enough to share.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Okay.
An NPC always needs to keep an extra can of bad decision juice around.
I got 4 bottles of bad decision juice over in that backpack right there.
Oh dear.
They all have Jacob's name on it. Hi. Motherfucker.